One question before we start. Are you feeling okay today?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm alive. Any day above ground's a good day, Tony. As they say in Scarface.
All right, second question right off the bat. How does it feel to just get chewed out by the President of the United States publicly?
Well, I mean, I'm happy to get into that first, but the news I've got, I just got this morning and last night from two different high-level sources in the White House. And we were lifting weights this morning, as you know, and we just decided to do this special podcast because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own live at 1 p.m. today that I'm going to do because it's so important. I wasn't going to come in today. But you're going to break this information. And here's what I do. I just report the facts. I'm all about just reporting the facts, people making their own decisions. And I've broken hundreds in just the last year and a half since you got back in office of exclusive stuff. And it's because there's good people in the cabinet and in the White House that are really upset about what's happening to Trump and the Israel lobby really taking control of him, not just on foreign policy, but domestically. And so they give me the information. And so when I bring this out today, it's really horrible. But there's a silver lining that people need to be aware of it and understand what's happening. And I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but it's good to know, if you wake up and the smoke alarm is going off and you smell smoke, at least you woke up and didn't burn up in the house. So,
Let's get into it.
I don't want to come after Trump. I've gone through hell supporting him for 10 years. But at the same time, he's made so many bad mistakes and he's changed so much that responsibility to this. So a good place to start is though with what 3 days ago or so, he does a Truth Social post, his most viral ever, a long screed attacking myself, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, and Candace Owens, and saying we're low IQ with no audiences and failures and losers. Of course, we're the biggest shows there are than Joe Rogan. If I had to say in the order, really looking at long-term metrics, it's Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and then consistently, even though I've been restricted and censored myself, I've been number one 2014, 15, 16, 17. I don't really care, but that's the facts why the system came after me. And then you got Candace Owens and others there. But just to say that that is just a lie on its face. So Tucker Carlson is probably 10 times bigger than when he was on Fox. His average show gets about 40 million viewers. Now, bigger than all of us, just technically, is Elon Musk, but he actually does shows, like the one with Trump, a billion listeners. Nothing's that big. But so Trump still thinks old, and the reason I bring this up is it goes in his mindset. He still thinks cable TV is important and says, you're not on cable TV. When Tucker got fired off Fox for telling the truth on Big Pharma and wars and all of it, he had the best ratings they ever had on Fox, which 5 million.
It's the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah, but that's 5 million. And they restricted his online videos then to really control him. But it just shows the delusional nature that, you're not on cable news. The average CNN hour has about 80,000 viewers. The average MSNBC has about 500,000. It's a little bit bigger. The average Fox, about 1.5 million. Okay? Fox's biggest show right now is 4 million on average. So this shows Trump, who's 79, a total boomer, and he really believes that that is everything. He basically hires people out of Fox for his administration. Yep. Like Hegg said, he thinks that that's everything. And that's an example of his blind spot. And now Mark Levin's on 6 days a week. And he says, tune in to Mark Levin, this Israel firster, and this neocon, George Bush acolyte, and you will get what I stand for. Well, he's up there, Mark Levin, promoting nuclear war and total destruction. And Trump puts out posts last week saying, give up now, total surrender to Iran, or you will face the total destruction of your civilization, never to return in one day. Only nuclear weapons do that.
Yeah.
And he just said, tune in to Mark Levin, this is my message and my warning. And Mark Levin says, we need to use nuclear weapons like on Japan. So just totally wild. So I came out and he's also Allah Akbar on Easter morning, F you, open the effing strait. But he just said the day before, I don't need the strait, keep it closed. Where roughly 30% of the world's energy comes through each day and fertilizer, which is already inflation 5 weeks into this just came in. It's exploding off the charts, which then kills his recovery plan. I've had the economist on, he had a great recovery plan, but now they're going to raise interest rates, the Federal Reserve saying, all because he thought the war would last 4 days, all because Israel told him to do this. So,
are you not entertained?